This is Akashvani. The news read by Reshma Tiwari. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today presented India's comprehensive strategy for West Asia at the Manama Dialogue, emphasizing the region's critical importance to India's economic and strategic interests. Speaking at the concluding plenary session of the dialogue, Dr. Jaishankar highlighted that India conducts annual trade worth $170 to $180 billion with the Gulf Cooperation Council, Iran and Iraq, while trade with Mediterranean nations amounts to $80 to $90 billion. Dr. Jaishankar said, with a diaspora of 10 million Indians in the Gulf region and 500,000 in Mediterranean countries, the human connection forms a vital bridge between India and West Asia, contributing significantly to bilateral relationships and economic growth. A central team led by Joint Secretary Rajesh Gupta arrived in Puducherry today to assess the damages caused by Cyclone Fengal. The team visited the electricity substation in Muludoi, which was severely impacted by heavy rains and waterlogging caused by the cyclone. They held discussions with officials to gather detailed information about the damages. The team then split into two groups to conduct separate inspections in urban and rural areas. Later this evening, the central team will meet Lieutenant Governor K. Kailash Nathan and Chief Minister N. Rangasamy. In Punjab, protesting farmers today suspended their foot march to Delhi. It has been learnt that farm leaders will decide their next plan of action after having a meeting among themselves. Our Jalandhar correspondent reports, earlier a group of farmers resumed their protest march on foot towards Delhi this afternoon, but was stopped by Haryana police at Shambhu border in the absence of any permission to move to Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Rajasthan and Haryana tomorrow. During his visit to Rajasthan, Prime Minister Modi will inaugurate the Rising Rajasthan Global Summit 2024 at Jaipur Exhibition and Convention Centre. He'll also address the gathering on the occasion. In the afternoon, the Prime Minister will launch the Bima Sakhi Yojana in Panipat. This scheme is designed to empower women aged between 18 to 70 years who have passed matriculation. During the program, the Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone of the main campus of Maharana Pratap Horticulture University in Karnal, Haryana. The university will have one college of horticulture for graduate and postgraduate studies and five schools covering 10 horticulture disciplines. Syrian rebel forces took control of the capital Damascus today after a week-long lightning offensive, encountering no resistance from government troops. It comes amid media reports that President Bashar al-Assad has fled the country to an undisclosed location, marking the end of his 24-year rule. The historic shift comes after a swift offensive that saw rebels capture four major cities in less than 2 weeks. Media reports also quoted Syrian Prime Minister Muhammad Ghazi al-Jalali as saying that he is ready to hand over the government to the opposition forces in a peaceful transition. The rebel faction termed the fall of the Assad regime as the end of the dark period and the start of a new era for Syria. After heavy withdrawals in the past 2 months, foreign investors have made a comeback to Indian equities with an investment of over 24,000 crore rupees in the first week of December. As per the depositories data, the foreign portfolio investors or FPIs pumped in 24,454 crore rupees into Indian equities market. This comes after heavy outflows in the last few months. In the Men's Asia Cup Under-19 cricket, Bangladesh defeated India in the final today to lift the cup. The defending champions beat India by 59 runs at Dubai International Stadium. Chasing the target of 199 runs, India were all out for 139 runs in 35.2 overs. Earlier put into bat, Bangladesh were all out for 198 in 49.1 overs. In women's cricket, host Australia defeated India by 122 runs in the second one-day international at Allan Border Field in Brisbane, Queensland. And that is the end of this news bulletin.